Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 7th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joshua, chapters 10 to 12, doing everything that God commands us to do. We read in Joshua chapter 11, verses 15 and 23 like this. As the Lord had commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war. When we study the life of Joshua, we can learn a great deal from him to adopt in our personal life. He started low in his life as an assistant of Moses, but became the commander of the army of Israel due to his bravery alone. At the same time, he would not leave the tabernacle and the manifested presence of God. He was among the 12 spies who were initially sent to spy Canaan, but joined with Caleb in displaying his trust in God against the unbelieving majority. In fact, Joshua followed God wholeheartedly and trusted in the Lord, knowing that with God, all things are possible. However, the greatest character trait in Joshua's life was that he was willing to follow the footsteps of whom God had put ahead of him, which was Moses. He was ready to accept God's timing for his leadership and would not jump ahead and rebel like Korah and the others did during his lifetime. He was willing to step up to the plate and help Moses, whom God had called to shepherd his people. It was because of this extraordinary character trait that God made him a leader among the Israelites, even though many more capable leaders were present during his time. God further rewarded Joshua by filling him with wisdom through the laying on of Moses' hand, and thereafter exalting him in the sight of all the people of Israel. When Moses subdued two kings on the east side of the Jordan River, Joshua subdued 31 kings on the west side of Jordan River, and he was leading from the front in all the battles with the Canaanites. Joshua was a man of integrity as well. It is true that he failed by accepting a peace treaty with the Gibeonites as a result of not inquiring of the Lord first, but God did turn his failure into a blessing when Joshua kept his word to protect them and thereafter not breaking his oath with them. Joshua was a brilliant military strategist who remained humble. He was one of the only two adults who had experienced Egyptian slavery and lived to enter the promised land. He was faithful to ask God's direction in the challenges he faced. Truly, Joshua was a great leader in every sense. Last but not the least, Joshua did everything that God commanded him to do through Moses. He fulfilled his task completely. Joshua's complete obedience brought complete victory for the Israelites, as most of the wars were fought and won under Joshua's leadership. What we can admire about Joshua is his faithfulness to do God's will and follow Moses' directions as well. Let us also be faithful to the call of God and do everything that God has commanded us to do through His word and through His servants. Our Joshua, Jesus Christ, has also obeyed His Heavenly Father completely by finishing His work on earth, defeating Satan, and is now reigning in heaven. Through him and by obeying him completely, we too can be victorious in our everyday living as we live out this promise given in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 13 that says like this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.